From the very first minutes, Governor Brian Sandoval wasn't just speaking to today's Nevada, but to a future one where education and the economy no longer hold the state back.
Tonight, we begin writing the next chapter. We must decide if that chapter is about getting through the next 2 years or about creating a new Nevada for the generations to come.
Given the governor's laundry list of reforms, that chapter could be long and hard fought. With the state already facing a more than $150 million shortfall, the governor is doubling down and asking for just under $1 billion for education over the next 2 years. Most of that will go to K-12 initiatives to support English language learners, STEM education, and full-day kindergarten, which will be expanded to every school in the state. How does he intend to pay for it?
First, the so-called sunset taxes must be continued to cover basic expenditures. It's time that we be honest with ourselves. These revenues are now part of our comprehensive budget.
That was the temporary tax package from 2009 that was extended, but is set to expire later this year. The second way Sandoval will cover this bump in education funding is
a broad-based solution that asks Nevada business to invest in our education system. By modifying the existing business license fee to a graduated scale, we will generate over $430 million in the next 2 years.
Translation? Fees for business licenses will no longer cost just $200, but will vary depending on the size of a business. Sandoval says he's explored every option, and this is the fairest. Along with K-12, about $100 million will go to higher education. But a major increase in funding wasn't the only education headline from Sandoval's speech. He also intends to split up large urban districts and consolidate smaller rural ones, expand charter schools, crack down on collective bargaining for teachers, and tie bonuses to performance, and welcome back a face familiar to many in Washoe County.
Far too many of our schools are persistently failing. We must draw a line in the sand and say no more. I'm therefore requesting the creation of Achievement School District. This unique school district will manage failing schools without regard to location. I have asked former Washoe County Superintendent Pedro Martinez to help with this initiative as a superintendent in residence in the Nevada Department of Education.
In another implicit reference to the Pedro Martinez debacle, the governor would like to make school boards appointed rather than elected. The expansion of the Southern Nevada data company Switch to Northern Nevada, bringing more than $1 billion in investment. Despite the major tax increases, the governor did land on some familiar conservative refrains, like changing construction defect laws and reforming public employee retirement benefits. Those will not be welcomed by progressives. In the Democratic response to the state of the state, House Minority Leader Marilyn Kirkpatrick also made it clear her party would fight any attempt to roll back collective bargaining.
Unions are not a deterrent to economic growth. A union is a group of people organized collectively to speak with one voice. But more than that, union workers built this country and our state. If Republicans in the legislature are going to forget that, and if they think they're going to slash the rights of workers, lower the minimum wage, or create impossible working conditions, we should realize that that's no way forward.
While much of Kirkpatrick's speech was not responding to Sandoval's specific proposals, she did push for a bipartisan effort to raise revenue, echoing the governor.
We cannot leave this session only having played partisan games and shuffled papers while moving around newfounded dollars as a result of budget gimmicks. Our work will require give and take on all sides.
And with the Republicans holding the majority in both chambers, that give and take is just as relevant to the internal politics of Sandoval's party, in particular the GOP Assembly Caucus. That's been in turmoil since Assemblyman Ira Hansen of Sparks was pressured to step down as Speaker. Still, Sandoval painted this upcoming session, sure to be messy and difficult, as an epic turning point in the state's history.
We all want to tell our grandchildren that we were the architects of the new Nevada, that we were here when Nevada needed us most.
Next month, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle will have to decide whether they're on board with his vision. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.